Tom, starting conversation here with the Western Conference, and you know, Central Division starts up today. What are your thoughts on the two Central Division series, and which one of the two kind of stands out a little more to you?
Well, I think Blues Blackhawks is the one that stands out more to me for sure, and I think it stands out for a lot of people. I mean, these teams have met 12 times over the course of their playoff history, and you know, the Blues have had a tough draw. Three of the last 4 years, they've either picked Chicago or LA in the first round. It's not been a great run for the Blues, but I got to tell you, Jay, I mean, these are two teams that had top five records in the NHL, and they're both very good hockey clubs, and I'm really interested to see how Chicago is going to be able to handle Corey Crawford coming back with one game off of his upper body injury, which was reported to be vertigo, and jump right back in there. He didn't have a great result against Columbus, lost 5-4. He says he's fine. He says he's ready to go. Okay, great. Let's see what happens when the rubber meets the road here Wednesday night in St. Louis. But also St. Louis's goaltending. And who is going to be the goaltender? Well, for now, it's Brian Elliott and Jake Allen, who was hurt towards the end of the year, and he's going to come back. He's going to be the backup. But as you well know, and we have seen, St. Louis doesn't tend to stick with a goaltender in a playoff series. And to me, I think that has been an issue, although Chicago got away with it last year against Nashville when they put in Darling, and it kind of saved the series for them. St. Louis just, history has shown us, does not stick with one guy, and I don't think that's a great way to go about it.
Yeah, I think goaltending health will be a big factor in that series. Not just Jake Allen, but again, Elliott wasn't overly healthy the last month or so of the season. So, you know, the three goalies between Crawford, Elliott, Allen have all had some injury question marks here down the back stretch of the season. I think the health of the goaltenders is going to be a big storyline of that series. I also think game one is very important for St. Louis. Not only are they at home, but that's the one game that Duncan Keith is suspended for.
Right.
If Chicago escapes game one with a win, boy, that really sets up the rest of the series well for them. If St. Louis can win game one, can play with the lead in the series, I think that maybe turns a little more of the pressure onto Chicago. And they've handled pressure well through this recent run, but it's still, I think it puts the pressure back onto Chicago instead of, you know, a St. Louis loss in game one. I think really makes it here we go again, great regular season, and we're going to bow out in the first round.
And, you know, I thinking about that, I mean, both teams are coming in relatively healthy for the first time in a long time. We haven't seen these teams, I think, come into the playoffs quite as healthy. And the Blackhawks have gotten their guys back in time for the playoffs in recent years. I mean, obviously, Patrick Kane playing the whole year this year, 106 points to win the scoring title, whereas previous years he's been out, whether it's been lower body, upper body, whatever the situation is, he's missed a substantial amount of time, but they're healthy. The Blues are also pretty much healthy coming into this postseason, and so I think this might actually bode well for us to see the best series between these two teams. My question is, and you brought it up with Duncan Keith, but overall with the Blackhawks defense, outside of Vladimir Tarasenko, this is a score-by-committee team. They had Tarasenko top the 70-point mark, but other than that, you got a bunch of guys kind of in the middle there, including three defensemen who hit 30 or more points this year. My question isn't, okay, can Chicago shut down Tarasenko and his line? I feel like they'll be able to put enough resources towards that, but to me now it becomes scoring depth. When you're only going to win a game 2-1, maybe 3-2, I feel like St. Louis has a little bit more of the scoring depth. Hossa's numbers were down for Chicago this year. Panarin was a great surprise, had a brilliant season, but I just wonder, does Chicago have enough of the depth? Are they going to find points in other places as opposed to just having to lean on, you know, Kane and Panarin to be able to pick up the offensive slack?
Yeah, playoffs always seems to be more about depth than top line players. You know, it always seems like the teams that make it to the conference finals have someone coming from further down the depth chart that has a great run of things. You know, Chicago, you look in their cup runs at the different names who have emerged. You look LA in their recent cup runs. You know, it was a lot of guys who were previously unheralded. You know, yes, your star players get a lot of the attention, but you're right. It does tend to be the depth guys, and I do like St. Louis's depth. But you know, we've been talking the last 3-4 years about how great St. Louis's depth is, and it's yet to bear out in playoffs. I really think that this is a big playoff run, or a very important year for St. Louis to kind of try to get over that hump. If they don't do it this year, you wonder if the Garms and company almost tear down and start to build back up. You know, for all the 100-point seasons, if it's not producing any playoff results, you wonder how long they stick with it. But that's maybe more of an off-season question than a pre-playoff question. But I agree with you. I like St. Louis's depth and scoring.
The question, though, for me, Jay, is going to be now. So this all comes down to, you have this depth. How are you going to use it? Coaching. And Ken Hitchcock has won Stanley Cup back in 99 with the Dallas Stars. Even though they're in the playoffs again and they had a great regular season again, I feel like he's got to be on the hot seat a bit here if they don't get out of this first round. Meanwhile, you've got Joel Quenneville, who's won 3 cups in the last 6 years. And I think, in my mind, Joel Quenneville is coaching more for the now and how the game is now. And I wonder if Hitchcock isn't maybe a little behind the curve just as far as the actual timeline of his coaching style and the way he's handling things. And can he change that in this particular first round series against Chicago? To me, I think that's going to show an awful lot. If he is able to get St. Louis going in the right direction and show that he's figured it out, he can get this team past the first round. I think that is a really, really big moment, both for Hitchcock and for the Blues, because Quenneville's been the coach to beat more often than not the last couple of years.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And you know, not to put too much on this one series, but man, what are your thoughts about the other series there in the Central Division? Minnesota, Dallas. I mean, you talk about new Minnesota, old Minnesota. You know, everyone seems to be really putting a lot of attention on St. Louis, Chicago, but Dallas went out, won the division. You know, are people paying enough attention to them?
You know, it's an interesting point. I feel like a lot of people, Minnesota got in and going against a Dallas team that I don't think people are crediting enough. I see a lot of people who are kind of picking Minnesota to advance or to, you know, really make this a good series and find a way to win. But I do agree with the assessment that I think Dallas is underappreciated. They can put a lot of pucks in the net, and they tend to get people looking at their D-core and say, well, I don't know. And then they look at the goaltending. It's like, well, Antti Niemi and Kari Lehtinen, no matter who's in net, they're not young. You know, only Niemi has playoff experience that really shows you he's capable of winning a cup, which he did with Chicago. But, you know, it's a tough sell, I think, to a lot of people. And I think that they're missing the point with Dallas, is that this team does put a lot of pucks in the net and they score enough. And the thought process being, well, Minnesota can ratchet it down. They'll play defense. They won't allow Dallas to score enough goals to win a game. I still think that Dallas has got enough in the tank and enough. You talk about depth in this case. I think they have enough there. Whereas, you know, and people who have followed me well know that I'm not a huge Devan Dubnyk believer. I don't know that he's the guy that's going to get them through this series. And I just don't know that Minnesota has enough depth, especially on their blue line. Defense was a problem for them coming down the stretch. I know they had some injuries, they had some issues, but I just don't know that Minnesota's got enough to keep up with what Dallas is going to present.
I'm not as concerned with Minnesota's blue line as I am with Minnesota's forward core. You know, Brodin came back late in the year. As we all know, when it comes to playoffs, you know, Ryan Suter will likely roll out and play 30 minutes a game. You know, I think they've got enough defense that they'll be able to roll through it. I'm with you. I'm not sold on the goaltending. But the big question for me with Minnesota is how healthy are they going to be up front? You know, they have a lot of injuries. It doesn't sound like Parise is going to be able to open the series. Doesn't sound like Vanek is going to be ready to open the series. You know, they've got a couple other forwards in their top three lines who are banged up and not be able to play the full series. That to me, you know, that's a place where Minnesota has a chance to take advantage of the inexperience on Dallas's blue line, but I don't know if they're healthy enough and have the firepower healthy enough to be able to put the pressure there on the Stars.
And that, I mean, again, I really do think, as we talked about in the previous series, depth is what matters. And while Dallas, certainly you're going to focus on, you know, guys like Jamie Benn and say, well, you know, he's a guy you got to shut down. Well, obviously, I mean, you're going to look at the other team's top scorer and say, that's the guy we got to take down. I just feel like Dallas has been playing better than people are willing to give them credit for whatever reason. I don't know if it's because people don't want to give Lindy Ruff credit for the coaching job he's doing down there. I don't know if people just say, well, you know, they won the division, but they did it with smoke and mirrors, and I don't know how they were able to pull it off. They pulled it off. Over an 82-game season, they pulled it off. They did it with a two-goaltender rotation that not a lot of people, including myself, really thought was going to work, but they've managed to get through with what they have. Is their style the best style suited for the playoffs? No. Can they beat Minnesota in a first-round series heads-up? Absolutely. I can't see Dallas losing this series to Minnesota. Now, whoever comes out of Chicago-St. Louis is going to give them a test, but it also depends how banged up the winner of Chicago-St. Louis is. I mean, Dallas is actually poised to kind of, if they get it going, they could find themselves in the conference final pretty easily here.
So between those four teams, who do you see making it out of the divisional playoffs, and who do you see representing that quadrant of the bracket in the conference finals?
Okay, so just based on history, I feel like Chicago will beat St. Louis. So I think Chicago will get past that first-round matchup. And, I mean, I'd love to see St. Louis prove me wrong. I just don't see it happening. I think Dallas is definitely going to beat Minnesota in that series, and it may only be five games worth of a series, and that's just how I see it going. Between Dallas and Chicago, if Chicago has to go seven to beat St. Louis, and it's a tough physical series, which I don't know if the Blues are still as physical as they used to be, but then I can see Dallas having a shot here at possibly beating Chicago, especially if Corey Crawford's not going. That said, the Hawks are just one of those teams that they get into the postseason, they find a way to get it going, and they find a way to win. And they win series and they get through. And so because of that, I am just giving a slight edge to Chicago against Dallas to get to the conference final.
I agree with you. I think that it's going to be Chicago getting out of that bracket. I think that Minnesota is going to give Dallas much more of a fight in the first round than I think a lot of people are predicting. You know, but end of the day, I think that Chicago is the most battle-tested of the teams in the division. I think they find a way to uncover depth, and I think that they have the coaching that is going to be able to utilize their talents the best. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that we're going to end up seeing Chicago coming out and representing that side in the conference finals.
All right. Well, when we come back here on the Talking Puck podcast with Tom Callahan and Jay Levin, we're going to look at the other side of the Western Conference matchup, the Pacific Division, including the Nashville Predators, swinging over to that side to take on the Anaheim Ducks. We'll talk about those two series coming up next.